I'm Zach Vincent, and I started following Jesus when I was 4 years old.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
Trust. Theme to my life that God has been teaching me to understand for 38 years. So much to learn, yet he has brought me so far by his grace. I was born in the town of Zephyr Hills, the first of what would be 7 children. My mom and dad spent a lot of time with me in my early years and instilled godly morals in me. When I was 4, I started taking piano lessons and fell in love with that instrument, and that love has stuck with me through life. I prayed to receive Jesus when I was around 4 years old and grew up in the church. I was a good kid for the most part, but life has a way of trying us by fire. As a child, I got a lot of attention on my musical abilities and just for being a smart kid. This started to feed my ego at a young age. Academically, I excelled, and when I was 15, I enrolled in the community college and started taking every math and science course they'd let me enroll in. I fell in love with chemistry and calculus, and I found myself tutoring the adult classmates there between classes. My grades were stellar, my outlook never better, and my ego continued to grow and grow. I started dating Stacy around that time. We were involved in Bible quizzing, which demanded a lot of memorization and focus. We would quote chapters word for word, literally forwards and backwards. Those were great times I will always remember. So fast forward a couple years, and I graduated from community college at 17 and enrolled in the University of South Florida. I was there for about 3 years and graduated with a chemical engineering degree, and my ego grew bigger and bigger. I found a job at 20 years old, working for a Fortune 500 company, proposed to Stacy, and life could never be better. But a couple months into the job, I started having difficulty concentrating, and I'd been sleeping 4 hours a night for 2 years. I had medical problems that were catching up to me, so I took a leave of absence from the company. I came back to work a couple months later, and the concentration issues were still there. I pushed forward for a few months, but eventually put it in my letter of resignation. Stacy and I had to call off our wedding, and I received a medical diagnosis that I'd have to live with for the rest of my life. Let's get back to that word trust. Up to that point, I had trusted solely in my intellect and abilities, and it had let me down. But God is gracious and never lets us go. I was forced to put my trust elsewhere, and I found God like no other time in my life in those upcoming months. I lived in my parents' house, didn't work, didn't do a whole lot. I would go for long walks and cry, sometimes yell my prayers to God. I was forced to rely on his timing. Things seemed to move so slow, but he was working on me. Slowly, my concentration started to come back, sleep helped a lot, and I eventually found a new job, and Stacy and I set a wedding date and were married. This was the beginning of my trust walk with God. Time and time again, I try and overthink and control the situation, and he shows me, God does, time and time again, how to let it go and trust him. And he always is there for us, for me. By God's grace to me, Stacy has not left my side and is the source of my biggest encouragement in life. And we have the blessing of our daughter, Ren, in our lives now. Trust in Abba is something that he's continually growing in my life. God never leaves us. Even when we leave him, he stays constant. If you're struggling, put your trust in him. He never fails.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.